appreciate the opportunity. It did take a lot of time. Thank you for forgiving my tax, my county tax bill for this 2020.
I didn't know all that. That's okay. Whatever.
All righty. We'll move down the agenda, Mr. President, to the County Administrator's Report for September 10th, 2019. Item number one, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities will meet September 16th at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Administrative West Complex in Georgetown, Delaware. Will Childers, Agency Director, Always Best Care Senior Services, Delaware, will be speaking on caregiving, taking care of loved ones and yourself, hints on caring for the memory impaired, avoiding caregiver burnout, and how to plan to get the care you deserve. The conference planning subcommittee will also meet at 11:30 a.m. to discuss planning for the 2020 conference. Copy of the agenda for each meeting is attached. Item two, the Delaware Department of Justice Common Interest Community Ombudsman will host a workshop for HOA governance issues on Tuesday, September 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Sussex County Association of Realtors office located at 23407 Park Avenue in Georgetown. Common Interest Community Ombudsman Advisory Council Education Committee will present information on the Ombudsman's office and topics such as, what do I need to know about how my HOA operates? The flyer and workshop agenda are attached. Item three, the Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for July 2019 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 195 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of July. Item four, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, following projects have received substantial completion. The reserves, Phase 4C, effective August 22nd. Bay Forest Club, Phase 5.2 Marina Facility, effective August 26th. Millwood Woods, Phase 4, effective August 29th. And the Bishop's Landing, formerly Dove Landing Pump Station, redesign, effective September 3rd. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Jennings.
Hey, thank you, Mr. President. The first item under me is the quarterly pension update with the additional contribution to the pension account. We're going to quickly go over the quarterly performance review, asset allocation study that the committee had reviewed last quarter, and rebalance of the pension fund with the additional contribution. So quickly, the performance summary shows the amounts in the pension and the OPEB benefits fund. You can see we had $111,675,000 in the pension fund. Our one-year return was 6.7%. It's important to note that our assumed rate of return is 7%, so it is below what we assumed that we were going to receive, and that's going to play into the next couple slides. The OPEB benefit fund, $46 million, and the one-year return of 6.8%. So what is an asset allocation study? So we want to understand, how do we get our bucket filled to 100%? So what I did here is a chart. Our defined benefit plan is represented in the total orange is what we need. We have the green is what we have filled. So we're 92% funded. So what do we put in that bucket to get it up to 100%? We have our contribution. So our actuary says that we need to put at least $2.3 million in to cover normal costs each year. And we use a 7% assumed rate of return, so we need $7.7 million of interest earnings to keep filling out that bucket. Because at the same time, we have expenses coming out of the bottom of the bucket, $250,000, and then benefits approximately $5 million each year. So what happens up at the top in the blue depends on how much we keep filling this up. So if we don't get interest earnings that we expect, we're going to have to put in additional contributions. So do we have the right asset allocation to earn the interest that we're assuming? Do we assume that we can do 7.7%? So the committee had looked at this, and the first bar chart there, it says current. That is our current allocation. We have money in state of Delaware, U.S. stocks, international stocks, fixed income, and cash. And you can see the allocation there. State of Delaware is the 40%. So we're, and then at the bottom of the chart, I have a table. So the expected return of our current asset allocation in the market environment we see today is 6.39% with a volatility of 12.07%. So what happens if we change our philosophy and we add more stocks? So currently we have 65% stocks. This would go to 70%. Of course, we would see a higher return, but the volatility also goes up. So then we're thinking about, well, maybe we add a little bit of real estate to our allocation. We haven't done that in past because most of our income is real estate based. So we would add 5% there. What does that do? It increases our return and the volatility isn't as high. So you can see we looked at lowering the state. So what we're going to do is we're going to look in again, this take this study next quarter and make some recommendations to council on what can we do to make sure that we get our 7% return. Because if we don't, we're going to have to use taxpayer money to keep funding our fund. So for every 25 basis points, we're looking at another $500,000 going into our budget each year if we can't get to that 7%. So the real reason that what I need today is that our $5 million contribution that was put in fiscal year 20's budget, we want to make that contribution. And you can see this is the same slide that I did at the budget time. Our unfunded percentage as of fiscal year 18 was a 22% unfunded for OPEB, 78% funded percentage, or pension, or over 90%. If we make that additional $5 million contribution to the pension, we have a funded percentage estimated at 96%. So Marquette Associates presented to the pension committee looking at how we should allocate that $5 million. We're taking the investment policy statement that council has adopted, and we're just allocating based off that those percentages. So you'll see in the last column, the allocated percentages agree to the investment policy statement, and you'll see in the red column is how we would like to allocate the funds to stay within the approved percentages by council. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council, based on the recommendation of the Pension Committee and Marquette Associates, make an additional pension contribution of $5 million based on the allocation as presented.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second,
Mr. Riley. Any questions?
I do have
Mr. Riley.
Am I right that we have lowered the assumed rate of return?
Yes, that is correct. In 2014, it was 8%.
Yeah.
So over time, we have gotten it down to 7.
So we're actually a little more conservative. And 7, because the county does not have a time horizon per se, it's a perpetual entity.
Correct.
It's different than investing for your own personal retirement or something. So
that is correct. So if we don't get 7% this year, we take what we didn't get and we allocate it over multiple years to that deficit.
And by historical standards, 7 is a reasonable estimated return.
Correct. It has been.
Right.
Yes.
Now, there were some questions over the state of Delaware allocations within their portfolio, and I think there's going to be some clarification forthcoming.
Correct. We did have the state of Delaware at the pension committee. We had some questions because they are not performing like we would like. They are more costly to be in their pension fund, but they're more of an active manager than we have. We have a lot of index funds in ours. So we asked some questions at the last meeting. We prepared before the meeting, and he came with some answers. The answers, I'll go on the record or not, what I would like to hear. So my recommendation is at the next pension meeting is to recommend removing some of our funds and probably go down to the 30% from the state, because there, as much as it's cost us money, we need to look at pulling some of that money out.
So it gives us access to alternative investments such as hedge funds that we wouldn't otherwise have. But it would be helpful to have some transparency as to exactly what their allocations are, so we know what our stock allocations truly are. So that'll be coming in the next meeting, hopefully.
Right. We've had a very difficult time for them to be transparent and get exactly, because they change, are so active, and we're a small percentage of the entire fund. So every time I ask that question, I get their state pension plan, and they show me their entire plan.
Right.
So it's very difficult. It is frustrating. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's not what we, as somebody who invests with them, I would like to see more transparency.
So one point I'd like to make about adding real estate is that even though Sussex County derives a high percentage of our income from real estate per se, the investments that would likely be added to the portfolio would not be correlating, because it'd be different types of real estate, such as large office buildings with long-term leases in urban areas.
Correct.
So
correct. Absolutely.
Would be different than residential real estate in a resort area.
That is correct.
So the non-correlation there should be noted.
Correct, absolutely. The committee has some concerns with real estate because of the longevity of investing in land and being able to get out of it if we need to get out of it. So we're going to invite at least two groups that do this at our next meeting to learn a little bit more of investing.
Right. So I felt comfortable with the recommendations.
Good. Thank you.
Any more questions?
How many million dollars going into pension every year?
So we have...
$1 million? Is that right?
Total will be $12 million this year. $5 million is an extra contribution. So if you back that out, on average, we're $7 million a year.
So how much are we paying out?
$5
million. $5
million. $5 million a year?
Yep.
Yep, okay.
Any more questions? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I would get a motion carried. Next.
Okay, thank you. Okay. The next item is a Delaware Transit Corporation funding budget. DARTA Division of DelDOT has allocated $796,850 for the funding of transportation expenses for various senior centers in Sussex County. This amount is the same as previous years. The county's responsibility is to approve a recommended funding amount for fiscal year 2020 as per state law. This allocation is state grant funds. There is no county funds involved. At this meeting, I had presented in your packet, you'll see the allocations. This is, like I said, the same as the previous years. It goes all the way back to 2010, the same allocation. Nanticoke Senior Center, $44,958.62. Indian River Senior Center, $2,099.97. Laurel Senior Center, $99,081.45. Lewis Senior Center, $27,120. Cape and Lopin Senior Center, $43,065. And Shear, $580,524.96, for a total of $796,850. I have a motion for your consideration.
Is that a motion?
So why are we giving one chair center, not one by another chair centers? Why $44,000 to Lewis and only $11,000 went to Laurel?
Okay, so yes, they apply, they submit us their budgets every year, and you can see they're in line with what they request every year. We do not change it. This is funding from the state. If the state doesn't change any money, the best my recommendation would be to council is not to change their funding, because they're expecting to get the same as last year, because that's what the state has provided.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a motion, Mr. Vincent, if you can read it.
Your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the allocation of state funds to various senior agencies within Sussex County as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilton. Any questions? I got a question.
Sure.
And I know it's not our money.
Yes.
Literally not our money.
Great.
But I find it, and I know it happens every year, I find it interesting that when they fill these things out, some of them take out money for administration wages, some do not. Some give back money from less client transportation income, some do not. I wonder why that, nobody looks at that.
Yeah, I've never asked them as to why they submit the dollar amount and how they allocate the dollar amount, but I'll be
able to. It just seems strange that some groups charge administration fees, some do not charge. You know, it's interesting that they would.
It is.
Sums up to $100,000 a year.
That's correct. We'll take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I'm in. Motion carried. Mr. Costello.
Good morning, Mr. President and Council.
Good morning, sir.
So back on April 30th, the governor launched his initiative to... Sorry, I am missing the show here. The governor launched his initiative to keep DE litter free. This is to a way to encourage groups, organizations, individuals to be more active in picking up trash, being responsible for your litter recycling efforts and all that sort of a thing. So currently and prior to this initiative, the county has been very receptive and proactive in trying to help with this effort through our Crime Stoppers and our MOU with DOC and Department of Transportation. So fast forward, on September the 20th of this year, the Employee Benefit Committee will host its annual barbecue luncheon. It's kind of a gathering for staff to get together, and we thought it would be a great opportunity to assemble as a group, develop some teams, and go out and do some roadside collection of trash and debris that we find out there to help participate in the governor's initiative. Now, we've identified roads in each of your councilmatic districts that we intend to head out and do some cleanups on the 30th. I'm sorry, on the 20th. We've already coordinated with DelDOT for pickup of this stuff. We've got the supplies covered with all those things taken care of. We have over 40 individuals that have volunteered to participate in this. And so we're hoping that perhaps the net results might provide momentum to make this an annual event. So we're kind of hopeful to bring back some encouraging results on this. And we will provide a follow-up report to show you how we did on this.
And the date of lunch is when?
The 20th.
20th.
Yep.
Any questions, Mr. Costello?
9:20.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Lars. I know you missed us.
I missed the council very dearly. Good morning, council members. Just between the administrator and I, go back 60 seconds to item one. You have previously approved in the contract with RK&K phase one. We have completed phase one and two. So we will be approaching you in the near future to amend the contract to include the phase three and go back to phase two. Just an FYI, so you won't be surprised if you see us back in a few weeks.
We will not be surprised.
So now I'm jumping ahead to my first item, the Western Sussex Transmission. When you look through the memo, you saw that this was the gravity system in town Seaford, Mr. President, that initially had a component for the cleaning of the interceptor along the river for capacity purposes. Because you may recall, our relationship with the city is completely tied to capacity. So we're very interested in developing capacity. As a matter of fact, you see me next week again on two opportunities working with the city. But the this particular one here, we felt the contractor made a mistake when they submitted their price. You did not award their contract, that particular piece. Had shown them now and actually demonstrated one section with our own forces. They came back with a price less than $100,000, which is actually less than the competition during bid date, and is $500,000 less than their initial price. So obviously they made a mistake in estimating this. So at this point, we feel very comfortable. It is considered part of the project. It would be reimbursable. So if you please would award us that change order, that would be great. They're ready to start tomorrow, by the way.
You have a motion?
We have a motion. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, change order number one for contract 18-12, contract two, Western Sussex Transmission Facilities, Market Street Gravity Sewer, be approved, increasing the contract amount by $96,840 for a new contract total of $2,160,095.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions?
Who's the contractor we're contracting with?
Pact One out of New Jersey. They're doing actually a really good job. They've worked for us on several other projects.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Next.
Mr. President, it's subject to final approval by the NRC. We have verbal so far, but we should have final today or tomorrow. The Inland Bays, we have the first one there is the Inland Bays Regional Facility with the which has the overall buyer solids. You know, we developed a baseline agreement, which we have numerous municipal contracts executed. This will be the first private entity with Artesian Wastewater Resources wants to join the agreement. It is the same agreement like everybody else has. You see, we've listed Lewisport of Public Works, City of Seaford, et cetera. As a matter of fact, Ms. Jennings and I are presenting to the town council in Georgetown. They'd like to join, so you may see us in the not-so-distant future with a Georgetown biosolids agreement. Right now, we're assisting the town of Georgetown on an ad hoc basis. They pay for that as we go. That's not an agreement-based. So this particular one, the only thing different is Artesian wants to do their own transportation, so we just removed the transportation section from the agreement. Other than that, it's identical.
You have a motion?
We have a motion for the agreement, yes. Be removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Council approve the biosolids handling agreement with Artesian Wastewater Management Incorporated as presented.
Pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
The $300 a day for dry ton, first calendar, for the whole calendar year?
Yes.
How long is it going to take to move this? Why are artisans going to do this job?
They're not. We're doing it.
We're going to do it?
They're paying us.
They're paying us to do it?
They're paying us $300 per dry ton.
To move it for them?
No, no. The transportation was excluded, Councilman. This is for the treatment.
Artisans going to haul it for us?
Yes.
They're going to haul it to us from their facilities. We're going to treat it. They're going to pay us $300 a ton.
$300 for dry ton.
Mm-hmm.
So how are we going to treat that dry ton manure?
With our heat process at the Inland Bay facility.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we're going to do with it. We're going to do it then.
And that's where we have the two arrangements.
We're not going to flush it, are we?
No, we're not going to flush it. We either, option one, agricultural utilization. You've heard us talk about to our ag partners. Option two, during the off season or not, or we're going to have too much storage, we would take it to the transfer station. One or the other.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Did you bring an example of that treated manure so we can see it?
I'll bring it next time. I have it upstairs.
It'd be nice to see it.
Yes, I have it upstairs.
Yes.
You can take it home with you if you want to, Sam.
Pardon?
You can take it home if you want.
Well, it doesn't matter to take it home, but at least you know what you're doing with it. I mean, we're always going by what, looking back here, damn, I can't say that's what kind of treatment there is. I've seen it myself.
No. It should be all
these guys. All these guys can buy a pig in the bag if you want to. Don't bother me. Mm. I like to see a pig out of the bag.
Councilman, we be by spring of next year, we will be operational, and I can bring bucket loads.
Put it back of your Cadillac. Any more questions?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I'm in. Motion carried. And last, sir?
Last one is the addendum number two. This is straightforward. We've had addendum number one. This one, actually, the addendum number two deals with the same issue again. We're amending the term one more time to bring them in line with all of our other terms, all of our other lease terms. The one with the state at Wolf Neck is 25 years. So this makes it 25 years. And the reason for that is we are going to be expending significant amount of money to bring our effluent to the artesian rib facilities. So we want to make sure once we have this in place, we're not going to change horses in the near future.
You have a motion?
No, we have one other item on that. The other addendum item is we want to use their built-in reserve capacity. And in order to do that, we will make our pre-tested facility area available to them. So they have to have that by DNRC regulation. These are two items covered.
Have a motion.
Motion. I'm standing between you and lunch, I know. Literally. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve addendum 2 to the bulk water, wastewater services agreement between Sussex County and Artesian Wastewater Management, Inc. as presented.
Pleasure, Councilman.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Nanticoke River Arts Council. They're requesting funds to help with operational costs. Their mission is to promote the appreciation, practice, enjoyment of all visual and performing arts in Western Sussex County. There's no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $1,500 from Mr. Vincent, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
So I make a motion to grant $1,000 out of my council management account to them.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will get the motion carried. Next.
Just wait on mail.
Yeah.
The next one is Rehoboth Beach Little League through the Little League Baseball. They're requesting $5,000 to help with unanticipated cost. Last year, they needed to buy a submersible pump, bunker rake, and mower for their fields. Last grant received was in 2013, and Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
I would give $500 from my account.
I will assist Mr. Hudson on that account with $500.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Grant $1,000 to Little League Baseball for Rehoboth Beach Little League's annual operations. Gave $500 to Mr. Hudson's account. in the $500 from Burton's account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I believe that motion carried. Next.
Next one's City of Seaford's requesting $5,000 to help with the cost of a police vehicle, which will be used for the Seaford Goes Purple outreach. There have been no past grants for this purpose, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Make a motion to grant $5,000 from my account.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Burton, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $5,000 from my account's bank account to City of Seaford Police Department for Seaford Goes Purple event and outreach. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is Race for Warriors. They're requesting $2,000 for an event to honor veterans who have served in the Middle East. The organization provides support for wounded warriors and homeless veterans. The funds from this event will be used to erect a Middle East historical exhibit at the event, where it's planned that thousands of individuals will walk through the mini museum and learn about veterans and their service in the Middle East. There have been no past grants. Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
I'd like to do $1,000 from my account.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Now, this is veterans, all of Sussex County, correct?
Correct.
So why not all Sussex County help you a little bit? I think each one should give at least $200 a piece.
Feel free to jump in.
You want to give $200?
I'm trying to encourage you to jump in.
But no, you want to give $200?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Anybody else want to give any money?
I will assist with $200.
Mr. Burton, give $200.
I will as well.
I'll give $200. So the motion is $1,800. So,
and they're requesting $2,000?
That's correct.
I'll make mine $1,200 then.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second, Mr. Wilson.
Sure.
To grant $2,000 Race for Warriors for educational aspect of Race for Warriors event, being $1,200 from Mr. Riley's account and $200 from the other four accounts. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Obvious. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is Contractors for Cause Foundation is requesting funds to renovate the bathroom facilities and concession stand at a public park in Selbyville on Park Street. The park is used by residents in Selbyville, children from the School of Arts, and Pop Warner Football League. There have been no past grants, and Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
I will donate $500 from my account.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Selbyville, I'll donate $500 also.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Riley. To grant $1,000 to Contractors for a Cause Foundation to renovate public park facilities in Selbyville, being $500 Mr. Hudson's account. $500 Mr. Riley's account.
Is that what they're requesting?
They didn't put a specific, but I called them to ask, and it's about an $11,000 project that they're working on. So $1,000.
So, I mean, we're not over contributing by any
not
means.
At all.
Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Mr. Moore, introduction for those zoning ordinances.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There's two. The first one is in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a campground to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 8.0 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Hudson introduces it.
The next one's Mr. Vincent's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest Fork 100, Sussex County, containing 6.345 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Any council member comments? I would just like to commend Mrs. Helen Wilson for being married to Sam Wilson for 60 years.
I second that motion.
And she, I don't know what she got for her, but she deserves something.
60 years.
I think she's got lucky, to tell you the truth.
Mr. Wilson's a very blessed man.
I told that all the time.
Yeah. Entertaining motion to recess. We're going to have lunch out at the Sussex County Realtors Office Building with the Board of Adjustment members and P&Z members who are able to attend. All of them could attend.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
I will, yes. We're now going to recess and go out there.